Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Skyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
All right, so my story goes like this. I have a coworker named Greg who has one leg shorter than the other. So we dubbed him the Bishop.
The Bishop?
Because... the Bishop, because he walks in diagonals like a bishop piece on a chess table.
Okay. All right.
So, all right. The Bishop. And he has no idea.
Not a clue.
Now, the good news is, at least if he came up to you and he said, Skyler, hey, man, I'm hearing that people are calling me the Bishop. I feel like you could come up with a lie that's not insulting.
I feel like you could tell him the truth and he would also understand.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. He's very much into, like, self-deprecating humor. That's just his kind of sense of humor. So if he's heard about it, then he probably gets a kick out of it, too.
Or he just found out now. Mm-hmm. I work with Scott.
Or he just found out right now.
Yeah. Look, we used to call a guy Duck because he walked like a duck. His toes were way far out. He just kind of waddled, so we called him Duck. We called him Duck to his face. I mean, he was just known as Duck, and he knew it was because of how he walked.
Now, here's the thing. You said, well, you know, even if you told him the truth, he'll understand. That's the problem with the bad nickname. They understand.
Like Dino's. So I got it.
The chick that I called Shrek, right? And I know it sounds crazy. I really did not do it to be mean. I just did not know what her name was. And I'm talking to someone else. Like, she looked like Shrek. She truly did. And when I said Shrek, the person I'm talking to, they understood. And then it kind of exploded. So now Shrek was just her nickname. Obviously, never said it to her. Anyway, she finds out that I'm calling her Shrek. And she doesn't confront me. She has told our boss, Pasha. So Pasha calls me into his office, and he's like, hey, I don't remember her name. Anyway, you calling so-and-so Shrek? And I said, well, if you've heard that, then yeah. I mean, obviously I am. I said, but look, I never said it to her face. He's like, it's not the point, man. It's the idea that you and others, or you are encouraging others to call her Shrek. I'm like, I'm not really encouraging it. I just don't call her anything different, right? Because I don't know. Either I get in a wee bit of trouble. But I did say to him, but dude, honestly, she looks like Shrek. Now, his response was, that's neither here nor there. Now, honest to God, 2 days later, this is back when newspapers were still delivered to our radio stations. I don't remember which movie it was, but there's a push for Shrek. So it's this big, full two-page ad.
I think it was like Shrek 2.
Well, it's probably
something.
Probably a Shrek movie.
I know it's a Shrek movie. I just don't know which one, but you're right. Anyway, but it's this two-page ad of Shrek, and it's just him. So I left it on the boss's desk. So about 10 minutes later, he wasn't in his office. I wanted to show him, so I just left it there open. When he walked in, he's just like, look, man, you're not wrong. We just can't call her Shrek. I'm like, I just wanted you to admit that you look like Shrek.
Well,
like,
and remember, she had a baby, and when was the baby born?
Oh, the baby was beautiful.
On Halloween.
Yeah.
On Halloween.
That was a Steve
to God.
Steve runs in the studio, Mike, and he goes, oh, my God, Shrek's baby's beautiful. How can that be? I was like, I don't know, man.
Well, they say two negatives make a positive, because her husband wasn't much either.
Well, it just said it was born on Halloween.
On
so
Halloween.
Ironic.
We were like, of course it's going to be born on Halloween.
I like this one. Guys, I was friends with a guy at school. He's 6'6", extraordinarily slender with ginger curly hair, and was allergic to everything. Seriously, He has he's one sneezing fit away from being locked in a bubble, it says. His struggles to make his hair look cooler were impeded by his allergies, so he could not dye it or straighten it. He basically left it as it was. He was also goth. So the sight of this massive, lean, porcelain-skinned guy lurching around, dressed from head to toe in black with bright orange hair, he did not know we called him Duracell.
That's perfect.
What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, no.
We didn't mean to hang up on you. We got the wrong name. We thought this was the candy that wasn't there. It's actually Jenny. Yeah.
No worries. I just want to say I'm a first-time caller, and I love your show, and I hope to meet all of you one day, because you are just, you guys, you take the hard times and make them bearable, and I thank you so much.
No, thank you. Well, thank you for that positive comment on a positive Friday. We appreciate it.
You get it, Jenny.
That's right. Bricky, well, you can keep talking. Go ahead. It's okay.
Yeah, the next comment's not going to be so nice. When I was in high school, I was a female jock. I was an elite national swimmer on my way training to go to the Olympics. And we played volleyball at a private school. And I was very small at the time. And there was one gal, and we used to call her Too Fat Cow Mama. And our song went like this. The kitchen floor just won't hold your weight. Do 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 do, fat cow mama.
Wow! Damn!
Wow, Jenny!
Fat cow mama.
You just can't play today. Just go away, to fat cow mama. Now, the irony is now Jesus. I'm the too fat cow mama, so I'm not doing any fat shaming. I'm just saying, be careful what you say, okay?
I feel weird now that you were so nice to us. You had a whole song.
Right,
I mean, man, I just stopped at the nickname.
Damn.
Wow. That is...
Well, you know, I was 16 at the time, so...
But you still remember it.
I have learned and grown up. But you know what? My nickname was that I didn't know about that Gary wrote. I went to a private school. My maiden name... spelled backwards is Lead Nips.
Is what?
So it's Lead Nips. My maiden Lead my Nips. Maiden last name spelled backwards is Lead Nips. And so in 11th grade, Gary, he wrote it out on my folder, turned it into my English teacher that is the most tightwad of ever. She hands it back with this red circle and she goes, "What is the meaning of this?" And it wasn't my handwriting. And so then everybody called me for the next 2 years, Lead Nips.
Ah, old Jenny Lead Nips.
Yeah.
What's better, Jenny Lead Nips or Lead Nips Jenny? I think Lead Nips Jenny.
Yeah.
You know, Lead Nips Jenny down the hall.
I do remember people who had songs for people. They were horrible.
You remember them?
I do remember a couple of them that were they were not.
You had songs too?
Damn. You know, look, my buddy Pat had one for a guy named Tim Wolf.
Okay. Right?
I will not get into the dynamics, but I think you can figure it out by the song. Whenever Tim, we played sports with Tim. He's a good guy. But Patrick would always go, "I'm hungry like Tim Wolf."
Oh, no.
And you know, it was.
Yeah.
Tim wasn't a slim guy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
That's correct. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm hungry like Tim Wolf.
Did he sing this to
hungry
him?
Hungry like Tim Wolf.
He's coming.
Duran Duran was popular.
Yeah.
I mean, I think sometimes too.
Hungry like Tim Wolf.
It doesn't help. Smiles had a song. I feel like sometimes with dudes, you're just more direct, especially if you don't like somebody or
you kind of don't.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to give them a nickname. You just tell them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right? Like, right, it was my senior year, I kept, you know, I was a manager for the basketball team. My junior year, I was not. So I would lead the student section, a lot of the chants and everything. Now, we play Gonzaga, our rival. I know some of those dudes. And we're getting into them. I've come up with some pretty clever stuff to mess with these dudes. And their whole student section chanted, "Teddy's pregnant."
Oh, damn, man.
I was like, what are they saying? And my buddies are saying you're pregnant. I was like, God damn it. All right.
I had a class my freshman year of high school that...
It was direct.
The teacher was handing out nicknames to everybody. So we all knew what these nicknames were. And it just, for whatever reason, you know, he found something to give you a nickname for. About a month into the class, I walk in front of the projector for one reason or another. And somebody stops me to talk to me, and I turn to look at him, and then the projector screen is just perfectly on my stomach.
All right.
And I kind of looked at it, and I laughed at it, and the teacher goes, "Your name's Teletubby now."
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!